This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. A St. Louis area state senator says he'll try again next year to require a paid-for announcement in political robocalls. From St. Louis, Rachel Lippman reports.
Republican Scott Roop says political calls can't be banned outright the way that certain types of advertising calls can be. But he says providing more information to recipients is the next best thing.
We've had people that get calls at 3 or 4 in the morning say, vote for Tom Jones. You know, he's a great guy. Well, that angers you if you get it at 3 in the morning. But actually, it was Tom Jones' opponent that was calling because he wanted you to anger you, but you had no idea.
2012 will mark the sixth year in a row that lawmakers have introduced a similar measure. The bill would also allow Missouri residents to put their cell phones on the state's do not call list and prohibit certain automated calls to numbers on that list. I'm Rachel Lippman.
And a Joplin area state representative wants to make it a felony for the Missouri Department of Economic Development to recommend or issue certain development incentives without first getting proper documentation. Republican Tim Flanagan sat on the House committee that investigated the failed effort by MamTech to build an artificial sweetener plant in Moberly. He says testimony from the state development officials made it clear that they hadn't done anything but the most basic research on the company before agreeing to offer $17 million in state incentives.
Google searching is not what I would think of as due diligence. If Google searching is what they do prior to going into any kind of a project, well, every eighth grader in the state of Missouri is an economic developer because they can all Google search.
State economic development officials told the House committee they believed Moberly city officials were doing the investigation, and they say no state money was ever issued for the project. A routine state audit has given a rating of good to the Missouri Department of Conservation. But as Veronique LeCaffrey reports, the audit did find some problems.
The audit says the MDC's elk reintroduction project cost the state over $1.2 million, almost three times more than planned. But MDC Deputy Director Tim Ripperger says the agency actually spent less than the $411,000 it budgeted for the project in 2011.
The difference in the funds the auditor's office is talking about and what we're showing is in staff time, habitat management and improvement, infrastructure such as some road improvement, that sort of thing.
Ripperger says most of the excess costs identified by the audit would have been incurred even without the elk reintroduction project. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A judge in Jackson County has scheduled a hearing on efforts by suburban school districts to block transfers of students from the Kansas City District when it loses accreditation January 1st. The five districts are seeking an order to put any transfers on hold until the parties can settle questions about transportation, tuition, and eligibility. Missouri's law requires unaccredited districts to pay to send students to accredited districts within the same or nearby county. The petition is being sought by officials in Blue Springs, Independence, Lee's Summit, North Kansas City, and Raytown. It claims Kansas City's plans for covering the costs are vague and inadequate. The hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.